Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day, the 13th day of the month of April, year 2022. Let's bless the name of the Lord for his protection. Let's bless the name of the Lord for his guidance. Let's bless the name of the Lord for his mercies. The Bible says his mercies endure forever. Let's appreciate him for all he has done in our lives, for who he is, and the greatness of his power. God is incomparable. He can never be compared. Appreciate the King of Glory. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. This is High Voltage Prayer Program, and we bless the name of the Lord for how God has been using this program to bless people. And I know that you are going to be blessed also. The Lord is going to re-engineer your prayer power, and you are going to be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to get ready as we enter into this prayer program. I know that prayer is very strong. Prayer is a staff to work with God. Prayer is one of the most potent weapons that you can have in your hand. When you begin to pray, your enemy will be afraid of you. When you begin to pray, your stubborn problem will bow. I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless his holy name and worship him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Just bless him and worship him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. When I call the prayer, you repeat the prayer aggressively. And immediately you begin to repeat the prayers. There shall be a reaction in heaven. Something will begin to take place immediately. Say, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my life and all my family members in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise and fight for me. In Jesus' name, we say, blood of Jesus, recover all my stolen blessings in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recover all my stolen blessings in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recover all my stolen blessings in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recover all my stolen blessings in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recover all my stolen blessings in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemy and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemies and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemy and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemy and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemy and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemy and scatter them in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move into the camp of my enemies and scatter them in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, every coven of witchcraft in my environment be set ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment be set ablaze In the name of Jesus, every coven of witchcraft in my environment be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus, every coven of witchcraft in my environment be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus, every coven of witchcraft in my environment be set ablaze. Be set ablaze. In Jesus' name we pray, every evil altar containing my name be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar containing my name be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar containing my name be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar containing my name be set ablaze. In Jesus' name, we say, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In Jesus' name, we pray. You may need to spend very good time with this prayer. Spend ample time with this prayer. I withdraw the destiny of my children from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the destiny of my children from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the destiny of my children from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the destiny of my children from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the destiny of my children from the control of evil altar. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every woman serpent walking closer to me be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every woman serpent walking closer to me be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every woman serpent walking closer to me be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every woman serpent walking closer to me be roasted by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. I want you to pray the remaining three prayer points very, very well before we go on. Say it very well. Say, every cage of evil power of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage of evil power of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage of evil power of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage of evil power of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage of evil powers of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage of evil powers of my father's house limiting my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, marine witchcraft cage arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Marine witchcraft cage arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Marine witchcraft cage arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Marine witchcraft cage arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Marine witchcraft cage arresting my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. There is somebody that I can see now. You are a woman. Look closer to your belly button, your navel. There's a mark there. That mark, put anointing oil there and say, I rub off this mark by the power and blood of Jesus. Do it for about 5 minutes and let me know what happened. Thank you, Father. Say this third one. Say, every strong man arresting my destiny, loose your hold. Die in the name of Jesus. Every strong man arresting my destiny, loose your hold. Die
In the name of Jesus, every strong man arresting my destiny, lose your hold, 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 die in the name of Jesus. Every strong man arresting my destiny, lose your hold, 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 die in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I beloved, yesterday I was just talking about dealing with stubborn problems. And I made some points and I told you that every stubborn problem has a root. And the root of majority of stubborn problem is in our foundation. A stubborn problem is a problem that has built a castle in our lives. A stubborn problem is a problem that is standing on an evil covenant. A stubborn problem is a problem that is foundational in nature. A stubborn problem is a problem that the secret is not known to you. A stubborn problem will always repeat itself in your life until you get to know the deep secret holding that problem. A stubborn problem will always have something in the root that is holding it and is sponsoring it. A stubborn problem, you always see it repeating itself. And there are dreams that reveal to you that there's a stubborn problem you are facing. When you are having a dream of seeing yourself back in a place where you were a long time ago, when you are a child or baby, it is showing that you have to deal with that problem very well. When you are having constant sex, constant eating in the dream, it is going to trigger stubborn problem to remain intact. When you are writing exam and you find yourself you cannot even write the exam, you cannot finish the exam, constantly it is generating a stubborn problem. You must fight it. These are activities of darkness sponsored by the evil power of our Father's house to make a problem to be entrenched deeply so that it will not change. A stubborn problem, we always have what we call evil seed, keeping the problem in place. That is why the Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, Psalm 11 verse 3, what can the righteous do? So you must be able to take the prayer, a targeted prayer, a specialized design prayer pattern, a combating prayer, high voltage bombarding prayers. You must be able to direct that kind of prayers to the root. When something has become a tree in the life of a man, it will make you to use a bulldozing prayer to uproot it. The Bible says, every tree that our Heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. So we have to cut it down, uproot it, set it ablaze. Beloved, God has a solution to every problem. And that is why you have to take your time to pray all these prayers we have given to you. The prayers we pray yesterday, if I were you, I will need to continue that prayer. Because I myself, I listened to the prayer again and I also have to pray the prayers. They were prayer vomited by the Holy Ghost. They were prayer rebranded by the fire of God. There are prayers that we can call primitive voltage prayers that you must pray, especially on your foundation. I pray that the Lord God will have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Confess your sin unto the Lord and tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord to show you his hand of power. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We confess our sin. Have mercy upon us. Purify us. We surrender our life to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your oil if you have a bottle of oil nearby. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I decree into this oil and into this water that the oil and the water shall become sanctifying oil and water. The anointing of Holy Ghost will enter into that oil and that water. The power of deliverance will enter into that oil and that water. The yoke breaking power will enter into that oil, that water. That water shall become divine medication and divine antibiotics. Anointing of fire shall enter therein. The blood of Jesus shall move into the oil and the water. That oil shall become a battle as breaking every yoke of darkness and scattering them. The oil and the water shall carry the anointing that destroy and dismantle stubborn problems. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Aha. Rub a little on your chest. Rub another little on your stomach. And rub a little on your forehead. While you now pray this consecrated prayer, pray this prayer with every aggression. Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problems in my life, die. That is the prayer. Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problem in my life, die. Are you ready now? Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problems in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problems in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problems in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problems in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Anything in my foundation that is sponsoring problems in my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Number two prayer, say, evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break. Are you ready now? Say it. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant in my foundation that is increasing affliction in my life, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. Foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. You will now say, die. Are you ready? Foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. In the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. In the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. In the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. In the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to make life hard for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, household wickedness that is monitoring my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Household wickedness that is monitoring my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Household wickedness that is monitoring my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Household wickedness that is monitoring my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil hand on my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my destiny, wither, 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 wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my destiny, wither, 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 wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on my destiny, wither in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every occultic serpent that have swallowed what belong to me. This is deep prayer. Every occultic serpent that have swallowed what belong to me, vomit it in the name of Jesus. Every occultic serpent that have swallowed what belong to me. As we begin to pray this prayer, that woman that is looking for the fruit of the womb, the egg in your womb that the enemy has swallowed using the serpent shall be vomited. All good things of your life that have been the swallows have been vomited. There's another woman, your womb is in the belly of a serpent. It has been vomited. There's another person here, your marriage and your financial breakthrough is also caged by the serpent. It will be vomited. Into the into you foundational serpent, you occultic serpent that have swallowed what belongs to me, vomit it in the name of Jesus. Every occultic serpent that have swallowed what belongs to me, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it in the name of Jesus. You occultic serpent that have swallowed what belongs to me, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it in the name of Jesus Christ. You occultic serpent that have swallowed what belongs to me, vomit it, 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 vomit it in the name of Jesus Christ. You occultic serpent that have swallowed what belongs to me, vomit it, 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 vomit it in the name of Jesus Christ. You occultic serpent that have swallowed what belongs to me, I command you now, vomit it, 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 vomit it. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. What a wonderful thing there. Look at what is going on. Kaya kaya kada. Many things have been vomited. Let's soak that. You are not going to shout now. Say, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. In the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. In the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. In the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. In the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. In the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. There, in the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way. There, 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 there. In the name of Jesus, you serpent in my foundation that is blocking my way, that is blocking my destiny, that is blocking my glory. There, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. I stand here right now and I decree that you serpent that is blocking the glory of that sister, I command you to die. You serpent that is blocking the glory of that brother, I command you to die. You serpent that is blocking the breakthrough of that business, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus, Makupra Lekoskal, and every serpent that has been worshiping your father's house that is waging war against you, I command the serpent to die. In the name of Jesus Christ, ancestral worship that is making these things out for you, every serpent that has been worshiping your father's house that is raging against you now, that is invoking attack against you, I command them to die. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a lady here now. You need to pray very well, because a serpent is boasting to be your husband, and that serpent has not made you to have husband. It has made everything difficult. Look at yourself now. You are of age, but this serpent is saying no, you can't marry. You are going to pray because of that lady. I want that lady to pray. And if you are listening to me, you have not married. Pray that prayer now. Say, you foundational serpent boasting to be my husband, in the name of Jesus, you foundational serpent boasting to be her husband. In the name of Jesus, you foundational serpent boasting to be her wife, to be his wife. There, in the name of Jesus, you serpent, foundational serpent boasting to be her husband. There, in the name of Jesus, you foundational serpent boasting to be his husband. There, in the name of Jesus, you foundational serpent boasting to be the husband of that sister. There, in the name of Jesus, you foundational serpent boasting to be his husband. There, there, in Jesus' name we pray. That sister, you have to pray very well, because they have told you a lot. They tell you, go and do sacrifice to the water. Go and carry this one to this one. Go and drop this one into the water. That is not it. This is the prayer you need to pray. If you pray this prayer, if I were you, pray this prayer 30 minutes for 7 days, you will see what the Lord will do. Within 3 months, you will be settled in marriage. Pray very well. Say, you foundational serpent, boasting to be my husband, in the name of Jesus. You foundational serpent, boasting to be a husband, in the name of Jesus. You foundational serpent, boasting to be a husband, in the name of Jesus. You foundational serpent, boasting to be a husband, in the name of Jesus. You foundational serpent, boasting to be a husband, in the name of Jesus. You foundational serpent, boasting to be a husband, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Oh, many, many things are happening all together. Many things are happening all together. Yes. Yes. The visa has been vomited. Yes, kata kata. The permanent resident you are waiting for will be released within the next 19 days. Note it from today. Within the next 19 days. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. The serpent that is monitoring your career and is making things hard for you, that serpent has been buried. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. The dedication that your mother took you to do that is making life hard for you, I break the yoke of that dedication over you. That marine power that you have been handed over to, that should monitor you right from the day you were born, I break the covenant between you and that marine power, and I command you to be set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. We pray for those who are pregnant. The Lord will give you the anointing to carry the baby to terms, and you deliver safely. Those who are looking for the food of the womb, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and there will be testimony. Those who have given birth to children, and your children are very stubborn, they are not listening, or they are not even hearing you, or they are under manipulation or control of darkness, I command all your children to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not labor in vain. I pray for all businessmen and women. May the Lord touch your business and take you to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are writing exam, going for interview this week. God will favor you and show you His mercy, and you will come back with testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because things have been done here, and I can see a lot of breakthrough. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have given your life to Jesus and you want us to monitor and pray with you, oh, you can send your information, your name or whatever, or your phone number, send it to us on our WhatsApp number. Send it to the WhatsApp number, and we shall get it and also reply you. The WhatsApp number is 080-233-69298. And I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festa Town. Our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasimbo Street, Onike, Sabu Yaba, just behind the second gate of Unilag. Visit the place and you're going to be blessed. Visit us and you are going to be blessed. The Lord is waiting to bless many people. The Lord is waiting to help you. The Lord is waiting for you, and the Lord is waiting for your destiny. Don't forget, the coming of Jesus is very close. You must get prepared every day. And the Bible says, watch and pray. God bless you in Jesus' name.